Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome. It is the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList. My name is Trevor Huth. Happy to be back with you for the weekend. And, you know, not as much baseball today as we've had in the past, but we'll have a full slate of games tomorrow. Still, let's see what happened around baseball today. In the news, biggest piece of news, Freddie Freeman officially put on the IL with a right ankle sprain that is retroactive to March 31st. It was one of those weird baseball injuries that just, I don't know, seemed to happen. He slipped in the shower. This is the first time I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but in my research, this is the first time he's been on the IL since 2020 when he went down with illness. Obviously, we know it was happening in 2020. Before that, I mean, he's just been a rock solid option who just doesn't wind up on the IL. But it is retroactive to March 31st, which means Freddie Freeman will be eligible to come back towards the end of next week. So he won't be out too long. In the meantime, Enrique Hernandez has been getting the reps at first, likely to continue that. There will be a corresponding roster move. They didn't make it today. They didn't play today. So they're probably just trying to figure something out, and I'm sure that will be announced at some point tomorrow. So Freddie Freeman out, that's a big one for fantasy lineups. Luckily, it doesn't seem like it's going to be too long of an absence. Luis Garcia with the Astros, he got shut down again. His right elbow inflammation flared up, and so he's going to be out for another 4 weeks at least. So he's, you know, on his way back. He's through 27 innings in 2023, but hasn't pitched since then. So he's making a slow walk back and having all these roadblocks and setbacks, and he has another one now. So if you were planning on Luis Garcia, he's going to be out for at least another 4 weeks with right elbow inflammation. So Luis Castillo started for the Mariners today. This is an interesting, fun little bit of news. Tomorrow, starting for the Mariners will be Luis F. Castillo. They called up Luis Castillo to make a start a day after Luis Castillo made a start. They are two different people, but just interesting. I didn't fact check it. I'm pretty sure this is the first time that somebody with the exact same name has pitched back-to-back days. Two people with the exact same name, I should say, but a fun little baseball thing there for the Mariners out of Seattle. And, you know, Jesse Chavez, all was right with the world for a minute. He got called up to the Braves, and everything seemed like it was baseball once again. And then immediately, it was like the Homer Simpson gif where he walks in, spins around, walks right out. Well, not Homer, it's Homer Simpson's dad in the gif. I got it wrong. But the Simpsons gif, right? Spins around, goes right out. That was Jesse Chavez with the Braves, and he has elected free agency officially now. Again, not a fantasy-relevant piece of news, but certainly an interesting turn of events, interesting week for him. And a trade happened, small trade, with Ronaldo Lopez going on the 60-day IL. Atlanta had a 40-man roster spot opening, and they traded with Pittsburgh for catcher Jason DeLay. Now, that is makes four catchers now on their 40-man roster between Drake Baldwin, Sean Murphy, and now they add DeLay. I'm assuming this is more just a depth thing. Sean Murphy should be able to come back fairly soon. Drake Baldwin is hitting, you know, 0.056 since his call-up, not hitting as well as I had hoped, that a lot of us had hoped that he would do. So I think they're just adding some depth, trying to bridge the gap until maybe Murphy comes back. But that was definitely a move that was made. And, you know, I'm going to speculate here. You shouldn't speculate. I'm going to speculate. I haven't seen any other news other than the fact that Athletics top prospect Nick Kurtz was a late scratch from the game tonight. Hopefully that's not an injury thing, but he has started the year 10 for 21 with three home runs. He has been absolutely on fire. And so assuming this isn't a health thing, I don't know. I want to believe it. I'm a prospect guy. I love when prospects get to make their debut. Nick Kurtz has been amazing since the start of the AAA season. They may be making an aggressive move here. They may not. Obviously there's the limits in terms of, you know, how long their clock has started, basically. So we'll see what happens with that. But he was a late scratch. I haven't seen any other news, so if I missed something, I apologize. But certainly something fun there. Maybe you never quite know what could happen. A late scratch is always some interesting news. That's what's in the news for me today. As we head into the few games that we had going on today. Jackson Churia, I know there's a lot of talk about his slow start, but seems like he's picking it up a little bit more lately. He was 1-for-4 with a double today. We're still so early on that we're talking small sample sizes. So we're looking at maybe hot start trends, but if they haven't started quickly, it's not cause for concern quite yet. Speaking of people who started quickly, how about, I don't know, let's just say the Yankees. I know the torpedo bats are one thing. You can make whatever argument you want about them. They're hitting the ball well. Ben Rice, 1-for-3, 2 walks today, hit a double. He's hitting .375 in the early going this year. You love to see it. If he is still, you know, on the free agent list, you might as well just give him a spec out at this point. He's hitting the cover off the ball, and he looks really good. I know a lot of people really like him. Not sure what his percentage of rostering is in, across different levels, but certainly a guy that may or may not be available and definitely a guy to look into. A couple players who are definitely not available in your leagues. Aaron Judge hit his 5th home run and is hitting .417 in the early going. It turns out this Aaron Judge guy might have a little bit of power. I know, right? I was confused about it too, but Aaron Judge with his 5th home run. Jazz Chisholm has 4 home runs and is hitting .292 in the early going. So Yankees offense, whatever it is, it's working. After signing his extension, Geraldo Perdomo had a grand slam today. You love to see it. I know he's not usually a guy that, you know, I was able to pick him up off of waivers at one point. Why not spec out? I needed some space. My team's not very good. This is a dynasty team, of course, but he's hitting .320 now on the year in the early going and had his grand slam today. Josh Naylor, 2-for-3 with a double, stole his 2nd base of the year. He has a season high of 10 stolen bases, already has 2 this year. I don't know if that means anything, but, you know, I'm here to point things out, and I'm going to point out the fact that Josh Naylor has stolen 2 bases on the year now. He had 6 last year. A couple other hitters I want to talk about. Kyle Schwarber hit his 4th home run of the year. And then Rafael Devers up to 3 hits. Hey, last week we were talking about 0 hits and all these strikeouts. He's up to 3 hits now. Bregman also had a good day, 2 doubles and a home run. And a couple of young guys I want to touch on. Jackson Holliday had a double today, went 1-for-4 with a double. He's hitting .304 in this early stretch of the season. Now, that comes with a 40% strikeout rate, and I know I just talked about early going, small samples, and that's all very true, and I believe every bit of what I just said to you. But in 5 games, he struck out 8 times, and you worry about sustainability. If that strikeout rate sticks, we'll see what happens. He's hitting the ball really well when he does make contact right now, which is encouraging. Obviously, Gunnar Henderson is on the way back. He's been rehabbing in AAA, so going to be interesting. I mean, Jackson Holliday's playing for, you know, you have to give me a spot once Gunnar Henderson comes back. I'm sure they will if he hits like this, but that strikeout rate is something to monitor if you are rostering Jackson Holliday and being like, yes, this is awesome. You know, just keep an eye on that. And Cam Smith is the other one. He's hitting .143. It's just not looking like everybody hoped he would coming out of spring training. Had his huge spring. And this is, I had kind of mentioned this towards the end of spring training on this podcast. This is kind of what can happen. I mean, Cam Smith did not have a whole lot of experience against, you know, a certain level of pitching. He had 20 plate appearances against double A pitching last year, and then all of a sudden he hits really well in spring training, absolutely earned his spot on the big league roster, but it's just not going as well as you would hope, and that is something that can happen. I mean, it is a world of difference going from A ball to double A and then double A to triple A, triple A to MLB, and now going from double A to MLB. It can be really, really hard, and it could take some adjustment time. So he's hitting .143, not exactly what everyone hoped. Still plenty of time to turn it around. We'll see how long that leash is, though. They may eventually want him to go down and get some more experience or some more seasoning, but we'll see what happens. I've not seen them say anything about that. Let's talk about some pitching, and you know what? I'm just going to get it out of the way. Look, I don't know, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, I don't know what Antonio Senzatella is with the Rockies. If you haven't seen his full season line at this point, it is I mean, for lack of a better term, hilarious. And it's not terrible. He hasn't given up a run yet. He has zero earned runs across his first 9.2 innings of work, his first two starts. But in those 9.2 innings, he's given up 19 hits and has three strikeouts. 9.2 innings, 19 hits, three strikeouts, zero earned runs. What? I mean, what? I don't get it. It does not compute. I don't know how you give up 19 hits in nine innings and don't give up a run. That is impressive and kind of funny, and I guess just baseball is the way to put it. Some other performances today. Nestor Cortez, a good bounce back start, six innings, gave up one hit, scoreless innings, didn't give up a run, struck out six. A little bit different from when he was giving up, you know, home run after home run after home run to the Yankees and introducing the world to torpedo bats. So you love to see that. Hunter Brown with a great day. I'm a huge Hunter Brown fan. I love to see his success here. Six innings, two earned runs, no walks, eight strikeouts. Taiwan Walker went six scoreless and struck out four. You know, Charlie Morton, 10 strikeouts on the day. Now that came with surrendering two home runs and giving up five earned across five innings, but did strike out 10. So there's something. And Nick Lodolo, man, for him, it's just kind of been health. If he's healthy, he can be really good. He was today, 6.2 innings, no earned runs, four hits, no walks, four strikeouts. So some good pitching across. And of course, with Devin Williams on the paternity list, we saw Luke Weaver get his first save. I don't think that was really in question who was going to get the save opportunities, but Luke Weaver nailing down his first save of the year. Like I mentioned, not a full slate of games today, not too many, but we do have a full slate of games coming tomorrow. So I am going to take a look at what's coming up tomorrow, some pitching matchups I'm interested in, and, you know, one hitter that we kind of need to see get going here soon. But all that's going to be coming up in just a minute. We're going to take a quick time out here. You are listening to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me. And, you know, some interesting pitching matchups for today. Some guys I'm looking at. One is Randy Vasquez with the Padres. He had a really good first outing. He went six scoreless. I want to see him get a few more whiffs, but Vasquez, certainly a guy who's interesting. I mean, he has a really, really good breaking ball. I think he has the stuff to be a solid, not necessarily spectacular, but a solid fantasy pitcher. And it's good to see him maybe taking that step forward. I hope he can repeat his success from his first outing. He's up against Shota Imanaga, who we know is good. So that'll be a pretty fun matchup, I think, Imanaga versus Vasquez. Osvaldo Beto with the Athletics, a guy who I honestly had not watched a whole lot. And I'm big on watching guys before I just say, hey, look at this dude. I had not watched him really at all, but he's a guy who I was told. I just kept hearing his name over and over and over again. So I spec added him in a few of my leagues, and he came into the year with some pretty good hype in my eyes and based on who I was, you know, listening to and talking to. One earned run over his first five innings in his first start with four strikeouts. So we'll see how he does in his outing as he is he's slated to pitch today. Some fun matchups just for the sake of who they are. Dodgers versus Phillies, Yamamoto versus Luzardo. Luzardo had a fantastic first outing. Of course, Yamamoto is also just really fun. That's going to be a really fun one to watch, I think. I also think Max Meyer versus Spencer Schwellenbach. The battle of guys whose first and last names start with the same letter. I'm sure there's an easier way to say that, and I don't think there's a trophy, but there should be, right? But Spencer Schwellenbach, Max Meyer, both of whom are exciting for different reasons. Schwellenbach is a guy who I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm looking for him to take that step into fantasy acehood this year. So every start, I was just watching very closely. And of course, Max Meyer looked really good in his first outing, looked really good in spring training. And hopefully he's got that step forward as well to where it seems like he can, become a reliable fantasy starter. It's kind of been back and forth, but such is life for young arms and young players. And Gavin Williams, love the stuff. We've seen flashes, I believe, but didn't show the strikeouts in his first outing of the year. So can he get the strikeouts consistently? That's what you're looking at for his outing, and that's what I'll be looking for. But always excited to watch Gavin Williams pitch. Definitely a fan of his. Now, one hitter. I'm going to pull one hitter out. If I'm going to be hard on Rafael Devers for his rough start to the season. Dylan Cruz has got to get it going, but one of baseball's top prospects, if not baseball's top prospect, depending on, you know, who you talk to or what site you're using, he is not starting the year well. 0 for 18, 10 strikeouts, and he's so good. And he had his struggles when he first came onto the scene in pro ball too. So it's not something that, you know, I'm uber worried about. Again, we're so early in the season, but he's got to get going. He's got to find that timing and figure out how to get hits. I mean, he is a phenomenal baseball talent. Nobody is denying that, but he doesn't quite have the results yet, especially at the major league level. He did come up, you know, a little bit last year, 132 plate appearances and hit 218, 12 stolen bases, 3 home runs. Strikeouts weren't necessarily an issue, but they are right now. Again, in his 18 at-bats, he struck out 10 times, and you just need to see him get going. Hopefully we're seeing Rafael Devers get going. He's got 3 hits on the year now, so good there. But you just want to see him get going. Again, he might – this could be another situation of how long is that leash before the Nationals have to figure something out in the meantime and let him go down and try to figure things out in AAA. It's probably pretty long considering, you know, he is one of baseball's top prospects pretty easily, but definitely somebody who I am watching very closely with these next few games to see if he can actually get things going, because that's going to be huge for him and that's going to be huge for the Nationals. With that, of course, make sure to check out all the content, the pitcher rankings, the hitting rankings. We got a bunch of stuff on Pitcher List, great articles to check out, great writers. And of course, join the PL Pro if you can. The Discord is fantastic. You can talk to all of our great writers. I'm in the Discord talking quite a bit. In fact, I shared my fun little Antonio Senzatello season line before I started recording here. So you can get great information there, constantly great conversation going. Make sure to join that if you can. We just want to help you win your fantasy leagues, unless you're in them with me, because I want to win those. But we do want to help you win your fantasy leagues. And I appreciate you joining me here on the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.